Well, hi, this is Brett McFall, and I'm here with Scott Wilson from New Zealand. And Scott has been an attendee at World Internet Summit, and I wanted to interview him today to see what has happened in his life and what he's done with the information that he's discovered there. How are you doing there, Scott?
Yeah, great, Brett. It's great to be on the call with you, and hopefully I can help out some World Internet Summit attendees or people that are looking to go to the World Internet Summit.
Well, who are you, Scott?
I just turned 32 the last couple of weeks, but basically I was a pretty... I've been on the internet, I think, 18 months now, and I work in a sales environment, and I've just been looking to create other opportunities to, basically live a different lifestyle than what I'm living now, I suppose. I work currently probably 40 to 50 hours working for a large energy company in New Zealand, but slowly getting my way, pretty much my way out by using the internet to create other income streams, really.
And that's the goals of a lot of people too, is to they have a current job and then they want to slightly break free from that and have a nice easy transition into their own business, and the internet sure allows you to do that, doesn't it?
I was quite amazed, because I knew nothing about the internet probably 18 months ago when I started looking for a business opportunity or something to do that could create other income. And I actually wrote a list down of four things that I wanted in a business. And one of them was, it had to be unique. Not so much a unique product, but something that could be uniquely marketed or advertised. Something that could add value to other people's lives. And I wanted something that could add leverage. Because I heard that, or read books, and most people were saying that wealthy people had a lot of leverage in their lives. So I was looking for something, that was highly leveraged.
And what does that mean to you, Scott, leverage?
Basically my time, because, working maybe 40 to 50 hours for someone else is like you're just trading your time for money. And while, that's probably what 90% of people do, you've got to... I just wanted to find a way that I could leverage my time and maybe, as it goes now, make money while I sleep,
Yeah, that's a common motivator. Yeah,
yeah. And then when I found... I found a couple of people who were doing what I wanted to do, so I went and found some more information out about what they were doing, and and sort of went from there. And I've always also wanted to build a database of people that I could help make money as well, and help them become sort of my marketing partners. And that's something I always really wanted to do, because I sort of got the feeling that there's no point doing something unless you add value to other people.
Very true.
So there were four things that I wrote down.
Well, so you were pretty clear right from the start. Do you think that's been an advantage for you?
Yeah, I think. I definitely know it has been. But that's come from a lot of failures that I had in the past. I joined some multi-level marketing programs and that, but it's not the programs didn't work. It may be that I wasn't working in those programs.
Well, I guess if you're a person who was after, doing, leveraging your time, as in putting, maybe a few hours in but getting a lot of results, the multi-level marketing model may not provide that for you, correct?
No, exactly. And that's why I decided I had to get a wee bit more specific and write stuff down. And it's funny enough, when I wrote that information down, and 2 weeks later I was handed a CD with some information on it that involved the internet and a business opportunity on the internet. And these sort of things sort of took off from there, really.
Okay, well then, so when did you go to World Internet Summit?
I think that my first one. I was lucky enough to meet Matt and Amanda Clarkson, who have been pretty successful, and Matt was actually one of the speakers at World Internet Summit this year.
Yes, he was.
They told me, basically, you have to go to this event, and it was in the Gold Coast. It was 2005 was my first one. And I suppose when someone who has the results that you're looking for tells you that you should do something, you should do it, really. So I just decided, yep, I'm going to go to this. So I booked my ticket.
But hold up, but someone just told you to go. Did you find that hard? Did you find that some people would be skeptical and say, well, why should I go? Why should I do that? And there might be a little bit of a barrier there. So how did you feel?
I suppose some of those failures in the past were holding me back as well, thinking, is this just another, another seminar or something like that? But I'd known Matt and Amanda for probably about 3 months, and they really had helped me move on and do some really cool things on the internet. So I knew when they were saying that this is a good event to go to, you know, these are people with results that I wanted. So they were telling me to go. So it sort of made that decision a wee bit easier. And I knew that you guys were going to give me my money back.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So I had no real risk. It was just going to cost me my airfares. And I think at the time you offered one ticket and you got another one free.
That's right.
So I bought the ticket, and within 3 days I sold the other ticket on the forum. So, you know, I thought, wow, if you can do that straight away, then, hey, you know, there's something to this seminar. You know?
Yeah, well, that was a smart move. Well done.
Yeah.
So. Okay, so you came to the seminar and you spent 4 days with us. Did you learn a few things?
My head was, because I came from a place of not really knowing too much about the internet, I found it really valuable because you had a newbie's day there, which was brilliant, you know. So you took basically from the start of what is a website, what is a web page, how to create a website, and then you showed me on day one actually how to make money. So that, you know, for me that was really, really valuable because I saw straight away that these guys were actually doing what they were saying.
Yeah, you could see proof, couldn't you, Scott, that this was actually happening and these people were earning money using the exact things they were teaching you.
Yeah, and those techniques, they do work, and I just, but it was a lot of information to take in, I must admit.
Yeah.
So my head was a wee bit fried after 4 days, but
and that's our goal, you know, that's our goal. Our goal is to give you so much information that you have so many choices that you can, you know, directions you can go to. That's our goal for you, that 4 days.
Yeah. And one of the things that struck me was the caliber of people that you actually had there. Not so much just on the stage, but in the audience, and even again this year, that the people that you actually get coming to these seminars are switched on entrepreneurs and business people that have had successful businesses or they're looking for the internet to, or use the internet to even leverage their business more. There's some amazing people that actually come and sit in the audience, which...
That's a good networking opportunity as well.
Oh, huge. Right. Okay. And probably the first year I went to, I didn't grasp it that well. But certainly this year when I went again, it was the network opportunities. Yeah, so the calibre of people was just amazing. So.
Okay, Scott, so then you leave the seminar, then what do you do?
Well, it was quite funny because a few people were saying, you know, you've got to do something within 30 days. So I really took that home with me, that I had to do something from the seminar in 30 days. So what I did is I took the bonuses that you guys gave away for free once we got a ticket, which was 24 ebooks, and I put them in a, with the help of a web designer, I put them in a sort of a membership website, and I exchanged, I rotated the books every 6 months of four books. Over a 6 month period, and people would pay me $37 to get those books.
Okay, so and let's just clarify this, Scott. In that bonus, and we have different bonuses for every seminar we have, we actually gave you the rights to sell 24 ebooks, and you keep all the profits, correct?
Yep.
Okay, so you created a website, which was called a membership site, so that people would pay a fee of $37. Was that $37 a month or a quarter?
Yep, a month.
Huh? To have access to these books and get the information.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it cost me, because I wrote my own copy using your software as well, it cost me about $200 to set that up by just getting the web designer to put it together.
Right, so that was your only cost, $200?
$200.
Fabulous. Nice and low cost.
Australian dollars too.
Okay. Good.
And basically from there, I just marketed it to my list.
Now, let's stop right there. Did you have a list prior?
Yeah, I built up using some stuff that Matt and Amanda had taught me to build up a list.
And a list is a database of people who have opted in. They're basically telling you, I want to hear more from you.
Yeah, it wasn't okay. It wasn't a big list at the time. I think I had probably 350 members.
Yeah.
Six people clicked on my link, and one person actually bought the first day that I marketed that website. And
so success instantly. There was basically an instant success, a small one, but suddenly there was someone taking action on something you'd created.
Yeah, and that was pretty much a year ago today, on Easter Friday.
Wow.
And I remember waking up and checking my email and seeing this sale, and it was just amazing, you know, that that, yeah, once again, someone had taken action on what I'd done.
And how did you feel about that?
I did let out a bit of a yahoo, and my partner was wondering what was going on, but, yeah, I felt brilliant because what you guys had taught me had worked, and it was stuff, it was information that I was given for coming to a seminar. It wasn't mine, but I'd written a letter using a formula that you'd created, and someone had actually taken action to buy it, and it felt quite powerful that you can actually create money.
Yeah, create money out of thin air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And since then, like, that website's gone on to make, you know, 5 or 6 sales for me. So probably, I don't know, $1,300 US, you know, that I don't even market that website. I used a couple of article promotion techniques that I learned at the Internet Summit, and that's pretty much about it.
Yeah, well, I guess what you were doing there is you were just basically taking some knowledge and turning that knowledge into cash in the bank. And what we're talking about here, we're not talking about thousands and thousands of dollars. You're just basically creating a system of where you put something up, someone buys it, they get good value, and you make some money. Everyone's happy.
I really wanted to do it just to prove to myself and probably the 30-day sort of challenge that was at the Internet Summit there that I could do something in 30 days.
Yeah.
And I could actually have it up and running and see if I could make money. And yeah, it's not a massive income earner for me, but it's taught me a lot more than the money, just by actually doing it.
Suddenly you had a system that worked. And that's where the real power is, isn't it, Scott?
Oh, for sure. And it's, that is power because, you know, I went from there, I knew I could create income on the internet, and it didn't, you know, so that was probably the biggest breakthrough for me, really.
Okay. Okay, what was the next step? What happened then?
The next step, I've been selling some stuff on through affiliate programs, basically some of the stuff I learned at the Internet Summit. I went back through and thought affiliate programs is a great way to go. So I really wanted to get good at Google AdWords. That was something.
What are they?
Basically, when you go to Google, on the left-hand side you've got free search engine rankings, and on the right-hand side, as you look at the screen, you've got paid advertising. And basically, you can write little ads, targeted ads towards people that are searching on the internet under a particular keyword. Say someone's looking for business information, and they type in sales lead generations, and you can actually have an ad that pops up under that keyword. So I basically wanted to get really, really good at that, and that's one of the things I targeted because as a copywriter as well, I knew, you know, this is where you put your money where your mouth is, I suppose, and write good copy that's you only get a little space, but if you can do it well, you can create quite good income. So.
And because you're actually getting statistics too every day of how that ad is performing, so you can know whether what you're writing is what the customers want or if they don't want.
That's what I love. Like, the information you get back from Google is astounding, like, as far as testing and measuring. But something I learned at the Internet Summit, and it was something that was frustrating me because I was wasting a lot of money. And sometimes you're not the best at detail, as far as, you know, guys don't always read the map. And just one little tip that one guy taught me about, splitting your ads and also not having, putting content searches on rather than just defining the search terms. And I ended up decreasing my cost quite considerably just from those little tips that I was picking up.
Amazing. Amazing. Good stuff.
And it just makes your business more profitable. So something like that is invaluable when you know. And I wouldn't have got that. Well, I probably would have picked it up, but later on in the track, but I picked it up at the Wilmington Summit. You know, I was there. I was able to action that information straight away.
Well, that's the difference. There's a long way and there's a short way. And what we try and provide is the short way. We give you all these shortcuts, and basically you're using everybody else's experience for your own gain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So affiliate programs have been really successful for me, and using those Google AdWords, which has been really good.
Okay, great. So you were starting to earn a bit of an income from selling other people's products.
Yep. And then I decided, well, because I like the stuff that you've been doing and taking more interest in copywriting, etc. So what I've done from there is I started a website called the Smarter Business Leads, or smarterbusinessleads.com, and I actually licensed the product off you, which basically allowed me to sell one of your products. and take all the money, basically.
Yeah, so you keep all the profits, right? So you bought, basically you bought a license to a product, an already proven to sell product, and then you keep all the profits after that.
Yeah, and basically then just used everything I'd learned from the World Internet Summit, listening to the audios that you guys do before the seminars, even though you don't get to go to the seminars, if you're on the list, you get to go. You get to listen to the audios, picking up tips all along the way, and just using all that marketing information to market that website.
Very good. So how's that been going for you?
Yeah, it's gone really, really well. I've sold a number of those packages now, and it's increasing all the time as more and more marketing partners come online, and I use a viral method of helping my people who join my list. I don't just see them as list members, I see them as marketing partners.
Mm.
Straight away I'm giving them information that they can send to their list members with reports that are coded with their affiliate links.
So now people are helping you sell your product. Instead of you being the one selling other people's, you're now the one with the product and they're helping you sell yours.
Yep, and I'm paying them well for that, giving them commission.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win, especially when you live in New Zealand and, you know, American dollars are quite strong right now. So when you're waking up in the morning and you're checking your email and finding, hey, you know, you might have made a sale of $97 or you might have made half of that as well by one of your marketing partners out there, you know, marketing it for you. So,
yeah.
So that's been really, really good. Like, I'm glad I licensed that product.
Yeah.
And it's just another income stream that now I can keep testing and measuring on, which I think is a real, real key. And I did something after the World Internet Summit. I was out of action for a couple of weeks with an operation, but I wanted to do something with the information that I learned from Derek Gale on stage, and also I remember getting this information from you as well, about changing the font colours on your website and changing the font types as well, because the Derek Gale was on stage and saying that two font types were actually, his company had tested and measured that they were pulling responses the best. And that, for me, sunk like a lead balloon, because like, if the best internet marketing company in the world is saying they've tested and measured these two fonts, then I need to be testing and measuring them on my website.
And what would then just explain that the fonts are simply what the font, what the actual type looks like.
Basically, what the type looks like.
Yeah.
And he said basically Verdana and 24.
So Verdana in 24 point.
Yep, for your headline.
Yeah.
And Arial, I think it was in 12.
Arial in 12 point for the body copy.
Yes, for your body copy.
Mm-hmm.
And he just talked about testing and measuring that, and he mentioned about changing from red to black. Sorry, from black to red font and testing those types of different things. So what I did is, in the last probably 2 weeks, I tested a black headline on an opt-in page, so basically where people can come in, get more information from me. They have to give me their email address, name and email address. And to do that, I give them a report or an audio program that's really, really valuable. It's worth $97. But if they give me that information, I'll give that to them for free. Now, basically what I did for 1 week, I tested a black headline, and it pulled a response of 11% of people coming to my website would opt in,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was pretty good. It wasn't too bad.
That is a good result, actually.
Yeah, but then the next week I changed nothing else apart from the colour. I went from black to red, and increased my opt-in to over 40%.
Wow, from 11% to over 40%. Just from changing the colour of the type.
Yeah, and when I look back and look at the two web sites, the red does look better. It's a lot more brighter.
Mm.
You can see why people would go, you know, it's more visual.
Yeah.
That was once again something I picked up from the World Internet Summit. Sure, that I probably could have learnt it later on, but would have I taken it so much action on it because I'd actually heard it from Derek Gale, who's one of the best. I decided, hey, I've got to test that, and I've got to test it straight away.
Yeah. Well done. See, the thing I'm impressed about is you actually just take people's advice and you go and use it. And that's a consistent theme. But the people that we find that have success after their seminars are those who simply just go and apply what they've been taught.
you know, the best thing about the internet, Brett, I think is, and it sounds strange, but it's the cheapest place to fail.
The cheapest place to fail. That's a very good way to put it.
Yeah, and a lot of people are scared of failing, and I must admit, I was, you know, probably 2 years ago. But as an entrepreneur, you have to learn from your mistakes, and the internet is a very, very cheap place because you can go and ask the market what they want, and if they don't want what you're going to be putting up for sale, then you know you don't have to go any further with it. But even if you do go further with it, and you find, you know, if that website that I put up after the World Internet Summit, the first one I went to, if that didn't work, hey, I've wasted $200.
Yeah, that was it. And it's not like an offline business where you might have to rent some premises, pay for stock and shelving and all the rest of it and staff.
And that's and I have some good friends that have had successful businesses, but I cringe at the amount of money that that you have to spend to have, you know, a shop. You know, there's no change out of 200K these days.
Easy.
To have a shop where I can open up a website, for a domain name, a hosting, and have it up and running probably in 2 or 3 days, and it just depends on how sophisticated I want to spend it. It's been no more than a couple of $100, which is
fantastic. Gives you so much freedom to try out new business ideas. So Scott, what's in the future for you?
Oh well, continuing along the path, basically my income on the internet is growing and growing. I'm up to around $1,500 US a month now.
So $1,500 a month US.
Yeah.
That is incredible.
Yeah, but it's not a lot, and it's not the be all and end all, but it's...
But gee, that would make a nice change to most people's lives, wouldn't it? What about if they could go and ask their boss for a raise? He said, yeah, no problem, we'll give you an extra $1,500 per month US.
Yeah.
You know.
And I'm really... Well, I am proud that I have got that far.
Yeah,
because,
so you should have.
You know, it's something that, as I say on my webpage, I think I got a D in maths and a C in school English. mate, I'm no brain box.
I think you and I might be cousins.
Yeah. But that's true. But one thing I just believe in, if you just take action and you do you get out there and give it a go, and the internet being one of those things that I really, really enjoy it. I really enjoy the opportunities that it's providing. And one thing, we had a big internet conference in New Zealand probably about 3 weeks ago, and they had one of the founders of the internet there, and he came on the news and he said the internet is only at 1% of its capabilities.
Goodness me.
I just went, that is amazing. Like, the internet is at 1%, so you know, anyone who's thinking out there, oh, all the opportunities are gone on the internet, well, the founder's saying, hang on, we're only at 1%, so...
Yeah, and look, I tend to think it's pioneer phase right now. Absolute pioneer. Everyone's out there testing new things, and that's why we sort of bring together the best experts, because they've done the most testing and measuring. Not one of them has a university education in the internet or anything like that, right? That stuff isn't available yet. But they're just guys who have proven it, and it is definitely a pioneer phase, and the good news of that is that everybody can hop in and join in the discoveries as well.
Yeah, definitely. And so from the World Internet Summit that we just went to in Sydney, I flew over once again from New Zealand to go to it, and I had a bit of a mission when I was going there, after speaking with Matt and Amanda Clarkson, and I wanted to find out if web designers actually had a problem. And I found out that one of their problems, one of their main problems is getting the copy back from their people that they are building websites for, or sometimes they were having to write copy themselves for these people, and it really frustrates them because it holds them back from doing what they do best, which is build websites. So I decided after doing a wee bit more research that I'd start a website called The Entrepreneur's Copywriter.
TheEntrepreneursCopywriter.com.
Yep. Basically. And what I'm going to do with this website is basically, it's going to replace what I do now as far as a full-time income. This project will allow me to leave my job and basically make money. My whole goal is to make money for entrepreneurs, for people who want to have websites, people who want to have direct response copy, Google AdWords, email campaigns, USP development. Basically, what I'm going to do is do this, and I'm targeting to start off with basically website copy. So, targeting website designers, etc.
Fabulous. And now you've seen a niche that needs some work done. There's no one there to do it.
Yeah.
You're going to provide that.
Yep, definitely.
And you can even outsource, get other people to do writing for you, for them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the beauties of it as well.
You'll be the person who puts them together.
Yeah. And the biggest part of this, though, is, and it's what Matt and Amanda teach, is creating the business opportunity. So what I'm doing is, 6 months going really hard to bring income in for this business and create a customer base and a clientele, and then put it together in a balance sheet and then sell the opportunity to other people for them to...
So you've got a bigger plan, so you'll create the business and then sell that business multiple times over, probably licenses to that business of a sort, is that right?
Yep.
So that other people can then do all that as well.
Yeah.
A ready-made business in a box.
And, that's pretty much what I've learned from the World Internet Summit and Matt and Amanda Clarkson, and Matt was one of your speakers, who's, to have a guy like that on your stage talking about exactly what he does is pretty valuable, and I hope a lot of people would have picked that up, that you can create, it's not just about having a website. You can create other incomes from that as well.
Scott, that's fabulous.
Yeah. So, it's been exciting, and I thank the World Internet Summit for giving me the opportunity to come along and learn from you guys.
Well, we certainly give you the information. We do that, and that's our responsibility. But the other part is you need to play your part as well, and you have that initiative, and that's all it takes, is simply to go away and apply the ideas and have that creative spirit too, to go out and think, what else can I do with what I know? And it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, I think that's the good fun about the internet as well. You can go and try these things and not have to mortgage your house,
Yeah.
And that's one of the things I think people maybe, wee bit scared of. I suppose people have been burnt in the past, and some people might think, should I go and do it? But just my advice would be go and, you owe it to yourself to check the World Internet Summit out. You owe it to yourself to see what you can do online. And if the founder of the internet is saying we're at 1% capacity, there's more to come, then you really need to get at the place that's delivering the information to you. And, I don't know, is Alan Forrest Smith speaking in the UK?
He certainly is, yes.
To me, that is worth the price of admission alone.
Alan Forrest Smith, you like him, huh?
Well, he provides great content. Building relationships, when I first went to the Internet Summit in the Gold Coast, and I was lucky enough to meet Alan and have a bit of a chat to him, etc. And he still keeps in contact on Skype. You don't bother him all the time, but you can, generally say hello to him once in a while. And he gave me a contact for a guy who does direct response designing. Alan, I was talking to Alan about, how direct response is not, just, you've got to lift the game a wee bit now. It's not just about the copy, but it's also about a wee bit of design, subtle design that can help your website increase your sales. So he's put me in contact with a guy, and I'm going to be using him for the entrepreneur's copywriting website, So just contacts like that has allowed me to further what I'm doing online.
That's it. You simply came to the seminar, made a contact, and they're just regular people. They are experts in this one area, but they're just regular people too, and you can work together.
Yeah, and that's, if he's there, if anyone's listening, definitely go, because that guy's definitely worth listening to. And just something else, Brett, I'd like to say, because it's something that I've really, really learnt, and it's something that I did, you may have got my email the other day about testing and measuring. And when I sent out, to my list of videos about what I've done regarding test and measuring, I sent an email out saying, hey, this is what I've done, this is the video. But also, at the end of the video, I told people that I've got a new web page up, but I'm not very good at spelling. So I need you to go to my website. If you find any spelling mistakes on that website, I'll give you $2 off the product for every spelling mistake you find. which is, it's just once again, information that I'd learnt and things I wanted to test. Well, I actually got three people, found two spelling mistakes. Now, I gave them $2 off for each spelling mistake.
Yeah.
But our sales I wouldn't have made.
That's true.
Unless I made my list, you know, or my marketing partners interested in what I was doing. So just simple stuff like that.
Very innovative, but very simple.
Yeah, but the point I wanted to make is, and this is something where a lot of people can get mixed up and why they don't take action, is I learned that you don't have to get it right. And it's something that Mike Glipman said, you don't have to get it right, you just have to get it going.
You just have to get it going.
Like, you know, your website doesn't have to be perfect. Like the header graphic that I've got on the Entrepreneur's Copywriter at the moment is not the header graphic that I want, but it's something that'll do until, you know, the design gets done, you know. My web page, I knew there'd be spelling mistakes there because of my English, you know. I get people to proofread my stuff before I put it out, but this way I got my list to proofread it, and I made some extra sales from it, but because I knew it wasn't right, but I had to get it out there.
Honestly, I bet your people's minds are starting to tick over right now because they know, you know, a lot of people have trouble spelling, and you're getting your customers to do it, and they get a benefit if they do it for you. But it's, you know, if you had to get a proofreader to do it for you officially, it'd probably cost you maybe $100, maybe $200.
Yes, but that's not a bad thing as well. I get that done, but it's just a matter of fact of getting it out there, getting it in front of people, you know.
You didn't sit back and think, well, this is not going out there until I know it's perfect.
Yeah. Because, you know, sometimes if you wait for it to be too perfect, you end up waiting forever and nothing gets done. And then someone comes along with something else and all of a sudden you've left what you're supposed to be doing. So, you know, that's a wee bit of advice I'd like to leave because I think it's really, really important.
I think it's fabulous advice. Well done, Scott. Thank you. Okay, so if someone wanted to contact you, Scott, can they do that?
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to hear from anyone. Because that's, I suppose, you know, one of the things that it's getting the knowledge from you guys and from Matt and Amanda Clarkson has allowed me to actually help other people now. So I'm actually doing some coaching as well and doing some internet consulting. So probably the best way to get hold of me is scott@smarterbusinessleads.com.
So scott@smarterbusinessleads.com.
Yeah, drop me an email and see what we can do to help anyone out. And if anyone has any questions, you know, about the internet or the internet summit, hey, I'm more than happy to answer any questions for people and help them out.
That's very nice of you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I appreciate what you guys give a lot of information, and it's only fair that we give something back, I suppose.
Thank you very much. Well done.